Gladys Forbes in Hartford says, my husband is a keen walker and it drives me mad. He likes a 7 mile walk. It's not easy at my age, but that is the way it is. And you're on the phone, Gladys. 7 miles sounds like a kind of medium length walk.
Yes, but yes, it is. It is quite a medium walk, but yes, it does take it out of me somewhat at my age.
So do you prepare for it, or do you just sort of go with it?
Oh no, I have to go with it. He drags me along, but the trouble is, I sort of I don't like it. But of course, for better or worse, for richer or poorer, and that sort of thing, I have to do it. I have to say though, that Katie, my God, she went on a little bit. She was a rambler and everything.
Oh no, she was brilliant. She was all it was all content there. What do you think,
I think I'd be walking 62 miles if I were her husband, to be perfectly honest.
It's very harsh. No. Gladys, what I was going to say was, do you have a compass?
I do have a compass, yes.
So you've got walking equipment then?
Oh yes, got the boots, the compass, the map in the silly plastic wallet, yes, everything.
And so you've become a walker really through your husband?
Unfortunately, yes. It's sort of one of those things that I've been dragged along on. And that's what I've had to do, unfortunately. But I have got one leg slightly shorter than the other, so it does end up going rather a large circle.
When
we've done our walks.
How much shorter?
About 2 inches.
I see. So it's not dramatic.
Oh no, not at all. But obviously, the further we walk, the more I sort of come out in a large circle. So it can be a semi-circular walk, let's say, if we're going on a long one.
Thank you, Gladys, very much. You take care. It's interesting. The one leg shorter than the other. That would, I suppose, change orienteering a bit.